Hi guys, Salam Nerds here, and we want to talk to you guys about the floods in Pakistan that have damaged almost 1 million homes and wiped out entire villages. The flooding in Pakistan is due to climate change. The melting glaciers and torrential rain have caused the death tolls to be in the thousands, with more than 33 million people displaced. One third of Pakistan is underwater. This is more than a national emergency, this is a humanitarian catastrophe. This is because the CO2 emissions produced by countries like the UK, the US, Russia, and France. Pakistan does not have the infrastructure to withstand this devastation. Even though Pakistan is one of the lowest producers of GHG at 1%, it is one of the top 5 worst affected by climate change. We here at Salam Nurse are sending direct links to you guys to Islamic Relief so you can donate. Please donate generously.
Welcome to Salam Nerds Podcast.
All right, guys, you ready for your first EDM festival?
Let's go!
My first EDM festival. Yo, it's the Salam Nerds! My name is Dean, a.k.a. Watch the Geek. I'm here with my boy, Chad. Yo, what's up? We got some new friends up in here.
Thank you to our supporters. Please like, comment, share, and subscribe.
Yo, Salam Nerds. It's your boy Neves, aka Watch with Neves, and I'm here with my co-host Jazz, aka Inspector Jazzit.
What?
Inspector Jazzit.
What?
Do you not know?
Inspector Gadget, but what does this have to do with the Bachelorette?
Oh, we will see. And honestly, you know what? Listen, man, it's a lot of pressure to make like nicknames that have to go with the show. Sometimes they just won't go with the show, okay? That's too much pressure. There's so little content in this episode. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, bad of a season still?
But there is some reference. There is some reference to this. So we'll let you know what that is.
Okay. All right, cool. Let's do it.
All right. What's that vibrating? Is that you, Jazz?
That actually may have been me. My phone was right here.
Oh, man. Listen, what you do in your private time is not a... This is not Katie's season.
Ooh, spicy.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of Katie, shout out to Katie Thurston, because she was the only person in Bachelor Nation who tweeted about the floods in Pakistan. So shout out to her.
Oh, really?
That's my homie. Love her. Yep. Hmm. Yep, cool. Not a single person in Bachelor Nation other than her tweeted about that. So that was really cool of her. So I love her. We ride for Katie because Katie ride for us.
Mm-hmm. We stand.
All right. That's right. All right. Let's talk about
this. No, can I introduce the guest first?
Oh my God, I almost forgot. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, Salam Nerds would like to introduce our guest, Mahin Qasim. How are you, Mahin?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm good too. Let's start the show, guys. So Mahin, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I am a new mama. That is the biggest news. I have a
2-month-old
daughter. Super excited. We had a little bit of a rough start in the beginning. She was in the NICU for a month, but now we're finally home, so we're thriving. Yay. And I've been a Bachelor fan for a long time, actually. I've been watching it, I don't even know how far back. I think maybe Brad Womack and Ali Fedotowsky. That's how far back I've been watching. So we've been in this for the long run.
I have no context for those names.
I'm a Bachelor fan for a while, and I also don't know. So you have me beat, man. You have me beat.
Yeah, I've been watching this for a while. So like since middle school. So it's been Yeah, so I've been in this for a long time.
Okay. The reason why I'm saying I have no context for this is because the whole premise of the show is that Neves watches The Bachelor. I don't watch The Bachelor. And then he explains everything to me.
Yes. So for those of you that are joining for the first time, this is a show for Bachelor fans who don't watch The Bachelor, or just people who just want to know about pop culture and don't want to watch the show for 2 hours every week. In fact, some weeks it's 4 hours. It's just wild. And we don't want to subject you to that. So what we do is we watch this show for you, and I explain it to Jazz, and we explain it in a way where you guys will understand, because Jazz also does not watch the show. So that's the premise of our show.
I am contractually obligated not to watch a single episode of this. So it's been great so far. I can say my mental health has drastically improved by not watching The Bachelor.
Yeah, I can't say that for our mental health, man. We are struggling.
Yeah.
Sucks. All right.
Well, let's get into it, man. If we have to suffer, so do you.
What have I done?
All right. So Jazz, where we left off last week was Rachel and Zach were basically having a conversation at the rose ceremony. So Rachel was about to probably eliminate homeboy Zach, but he pulled her aside to have a conversation and kind of took the power away from her yet again. So Mahen, tell us a little bit about that.
So basically he felt that she was playing the role of the Bachelorette too much and was not genuine with her feelings. And just, he said to her that, "I felt like I didn't know the real Rachel in the fantasy suite, and this is why we have to end it."
Yeah, so he's like, "Yo, listen, I don't think you are being the real Rachel in the fantasy suite. You are being inauthentic. You are being Bachelorette Rachel," and kind of just like put it on her and kind of eliminated himself, which I thought was interesting. Jazz, what do you think about that with no context?
This whole season, man.
This whole season is wild.
What the hell is going on? How are people okay with all of this?
Okay, but here's the thing, right? Here's the thing. I kind of see where Zach is coming from, but like, here's the thing. We all know she's going to pick Tino, right? Mahim, what do you think? You think she's going to pick Tino?
100%. She's like already made her mind up day one.
Right? So I don't know what happened in this like fantasy suite room. Maybe they talked politics. Maybe they talked religion. Or maybe he just figured out that she's really, really into Tino. And he's like, you know what? I'm going to eliminate myself. I don't think you were being real. I don't think the feelings that you have for me are the same as Tino's. And he kind of just got himself eliminated. What do you think, Mon?
I think so too. And I think he just wanted a bachelor at it.
That's the thing, right? Do bachelor, like, okay, in my opinion, any guy who goes to the end and like eliminates himself, I don't feel like they should get a bachelor edit. I don't think they should get a bachelor thing. I feel like you got to be heartbroken. You got to make us feel for you. I was not heartbroken for Zach. I do not feel bad for him. What do you think?
I didn't feel bad for him either, but he got this long car ride where he was crying and he said, "I thought she was going to be the Mrs. whatever his last name is. Like, I thought this was it." And you know, just the after the final rose ceremony, he basically like was given that position.
Jazz, based on what you know about this Zach guy and how the show ended, do you think he should be the Bachelor?
No.
Look,
here's why. I don't watch the show at all, but what I do know about the show is that it has to be spicy. Right? It has to be borderline cancelable. Right, but not exactly cancelable, but like, you know, you toe that line, right? You just get right up to the line of being canceled.
Oh, you mean like the season where our first Black Bachelorette ended up with the racist girl?
Yes.
yeah, that's about right.
Right. So having this guy be soft story at the very end, he's like, "Oh, I want people to like me so I can be the next Bachelor." No, I want something spicier than that. He's too weak.
He's kind of boring. I agree
exactly.
with that.
Exactly. He's lame. Give me something like worse. Like give me Meatball.
Oh, Meatball.
Meatball.
Meatball's definitely going to Bachelor in Paradise for sure. Yeah. He has to. He has to. All right. So let's get into, okay. So Zach left. He's gone. and she's left with two people. Basically, again, she does not get to eliminate anybody. Yo, homegirl has been rejected by so... I have never seen a bachelorette rejected by so many people. What do you think?
Oh, man. She's been through the ringer. Like, first of all, and, you know, I feel bad for her because they're making the comparisons between her and Gabby. But, you know, even just... like how many guys I counted actually, and there was 10 guys that rejected her.
Shut up. 10 guys rejected this season's Bachelorette?
Yeah.
That's unheard of. That's unprecedented.
So it's kind of like, cause you got the three, and then from the first rose ceremony, and then you had Logan, and then now you have Zach, and then so on and so forth. I forgot the other three. So, yeah. Okay.
That's crazy. That is wild.
Wild. How is this allowed?
Like, it's really sad that 10 people have rejected the Bachelorettes, and it's just like they took the power away from the girls. And like okay,
this is what I said episode one.
Yeah, you called it. But here's the thing,
I call this word for word. This is going to be the shittiest season. They're going to take all the power away from the Bachelorette and give it to the men. And men are going to be men. And these two girls are going to go through the ringer. They're going to, like, just... oh, it's horrible.
I feel like they sacrificed a good story, a good romance, for cheap drama that didn't last enough to even make us excited. I feel like with all these rejections.
And I feel like, okay, so I know you two are guys and probably don't care about this, but the styling on the show, okay, there has been a lot of talk about this on TikTok.
Ooh,
so
give us
Rachel
the deets.
Versus Gabby for fashion, yeah, they did Rachel dirty with the clothes. Like awful. Okay, because Gabby, she looks stunning. Like, even at the after the final rose ceremony, she came out, like, Gabby came out in this disco ball dress, like, sparkly. And then Rachel comes out in, like, a black Skims kind of dress. Just clearly the text message was lost on, like, how dressed up should we get for this? Because someone just had to get Rachel. Like, they did dirty with this.
Damn, they don't like Rachel at all, man.
Why was she even on this show at this point? Like, why did they give both of them? Like, I know, yeah, last season, whatever, that, you know, they were the two left over or some bullshit, right? But
yeah, Clayton.
Oh, my God. If they're going to treat her this bad, like, you might as well not have her on to begin with.
I don't know, man. Poor girl's been through the ringer. I feel really bad for her. But also, she's kind of annoying, man. I don't know what to tell you. She's also annoying.
It was a little too emotional, which we'll get further into what happened, but she was a little emotional. Even after the final rose, like the live talk show thing, she looked really sad. Like,
she looked
really anxious.
So, Jazz, these girls have to put on a poker face because we don't know what's going on until next season, next episode. But I don't think Rachel did a good job. She clearly did not look happy. I do not think she gets her happy ending.
Yeah. It was horrible.
As far as I'm concerned, this show does not give a shit about Rachel. They didn't give a shit about her from the very beginning. And this is just like the cherry on top of the devil's, you know, shit sundae.
But Jazz, we got some tea today. We got some tea. We gonna eat today, all right? This is what happens, right? Let's start.
We're gonna eat the devil shit Sunday. What? Please no.
So Rachel goes on her hometown date and where she meets the parents with Avon. Avon, you know, I don't think anyone believes Avon's got a shot. I'm sorry. Avon doesn't have a shot.
I don't remember Avon. I'm not gonna lie. I don't know who Avon is. I don't know. He just showed up. I don't remember him. I really don't.
No, I agree. He was like someone they just kept in the back pocket. And you're like, okay, now he's going to show up to be one of the final twos. Here's the thing, right? They go on a date. They talk about engagement. He's like, I don't think I can get engaged, but I want to be with you forever. I want you to be my forever person, but I won't be able to get on my knees and, you know, give you a ring. And Rachel lost it after she met her family. I think the family got an idea of like what he was thinking, and then Rachel confronted him, and he's like, she figured out that he's not going to propose. So, Lahem, what do you think about this?
Yeah, so basically it was her mom and her dad, and her dad's like the big, hard, you know, tough man sort of thing. He wore like this highlighter pink shirt. I had to mention that because it was so
But hey, I'm wearing a pink shirt today.
No, it was like neon pink. You could see that from a mile away. And it was her two friends. And then the two and like the this. Two friends basically were like, hey, he doesn't want to get engaged to you. And she was completely shocked and blindsided. Now, I don't know if there was some miscommunication that happened, because I really don't remember Aven or any of the conversations that she had with him. So I don't really know if that was even a conversation that had, and I didn't even really consider him to be a front runner either.
No, I don't think anyone considered him to be a front runner. Everyone's like Tino all the way, you know, but here's the thing, right? She finds out that he may not propose, but he is willing to be with her. He's willing to be with her forever. He's saying that like, hey, listen, it's not reasonable for people to be engaged at this point. And here's the thing. I don't disagree with him, because when the real show, The Bachelor, comes on, I feel like they have a little bit more time, right? Because they have more contestants. They go through a lot of people. I feel like since it's half the people, the show got shortened a little bit. So they had even less time to really get to know each other. So I can see why he doesn't want to get engaged to her, but also like, that's the show. The show is to get engaged.
How did they screw that up again? Like, yes, you had half the people. You couldn't keep the season, like a woman season, or in this case, two women season, the same amount of time as a man season. Like, why?
Well, yeah, but also like Rachel canceling every rose ceremony didn't help. Like Homeworld canceled them left and right. Like you could have got to know Aven a lot better if you didn't cancel like 10 ceremonies.
And not only that, she got very defensive. Well, both of them actually got very defensive. So basically it was a very heated argument. And Rachel thought that Aven passion talking was considered like yelling, and she goes to him, why are you yelling at me? And he's like, oh, I'm sorry, yeah, I'm just getting passionate while I talk. And it was real, real messy. Like they left on a sour note from that hometown.
All right, let me say something that might be a little controversial. But it rubbed me the wrong way to see a white woman say to a black man, why are you getting angry? Why are you yelling at me?
It's the same thing.
Oh no, he's black.
Yeah, like that rubbed me the wrong way. I'm just saying.
I had no context there. I had no idea he was black this entire time.
Yeah, like it rubbed me the wrong way, man. Like,
oh, that's problematic.
Right? And like, wow. I don't, in my opinion, he wasn't angry. He wasn't yelling. He was like, you know, getting a little like, I don't know, what's the word?
Frustrated
with her. And I would say like he was trying to passionately tell her how he feels, right? I don't think that was angry. I did not see anger. I did not see malice. It was just like maybe he had a little bit of an octave higher, but that's it. Like, I don't know. I thought that was really weird, and it felt weird. I'm not saying it was racially motivated or anything like that. I just said rub me the wrong way. That's all I'm saying. Nothing more, nothing less.
I will go off and say that is some rooted racism right there. She didn't do it intentionally, but every now and then it'll come out, and I think it just came out there.
All right, well, we're going to get into some more racist stuff, but...
okay.
Yeah, this is...
What?
This is wild, but we haven't gotten there yet. All right, so here's the thing. Rachel is basically bawling. Her face is like... filled with tears. She's crying like crazy over a guy we know she doesn't love, over a guy she we know she doesn't like. Like, it's so weird.
What?
Yeah, like she
seems really like, I don't want to say it, but I kind of want to
say it.
She seems really emotionally unstable.
There it is.
I disagree. I don't think she was emotionally unstable. I think she was acting. I think it was a performance. I think part of it was real. I think her emotions were real. But the reason why she's crying is not because this man doesn't want to get engaged. It's because another man dumped her. And she's crying because of that. And she's trying to make it look like it's because she loves him and he is refusing to, you know, be with her. And because of that, she is trying to make herself not look like the bad guy and make it look like it's his fault that it didn't work out. That's my impression. That's what I'm thinking. Obviously, people can think different. It's cool if you don't agree. I am not a psychic. I don't know what's in their hearts, but this is what I'm thinking. What do you think, man?
I just, based off of how sad she looked in this after the final rose ceremony, she just, this whole season, she was comparing herself like to Gabby, like none of the guys like me. And it's like, okay, did you forget Tyler was like obsessed with you? Like that guy was in love with you. And then she just, you know, couldn't handle it altogether. I just think it was way too much. And I think pitting two girls against each other and doing that comparison and having the guy, I think it just all was not a good idea. And if it was just her alone, perfect, but not in this situation.
Question. Did you think this was a good idea before the show or after the first episode aired?
No, I thought it was a bad idea from the start. I was like, okay, they're going to pit these two girls together. And I just don't
know. That's exactly what I said too.
Jazz is that. I'm trying to look for a picture of her crying because it is crazy. But here's the thing, right? She's crying. She's got these tears, ugly cries. What?
I was looking for a picture of this girl crying. It's casually going to throw that out there.
I want to give our audience some reference point. I want them to know what it looks like.
I know you do. It makes perfect sense. It's just the juxtaposition of like you being so happy looking up and this bawling her eyes.
I want to give our audience a good show, bro.
She's a really pretty crier, though. I do have to say that.
Rachel,
like, she didn't have like snot on it down herself. Like she, it was like a beautiful cry.
Is that a thing? You're a pretty crier.
Yeah, being pretty crier is a thing, man.
What?
Yeah, you ever see Rachel McAdams in The Notebook? She cries really pretty.
What?
Yeah,
I have never heard anyone talk about how pretty someone looks when they cry.
Yeah, man, this ugly cry, this pretty cry.
You haven't heard of the Kim Kardashian ugly cry, like the face that she makes?
I know that face. I've seen the memes, but I didn't know that was a concept.
All right. So
this is all news to me.
All right. So she's ugly crying. Homegirl's ugly crying.
Got it.
And then literally, like, okay, obviously there's editing, but she leaves and she's smiling. She's leaving him smiling. Like she's like, performance done and scene, and she just like leaves and she's like bye and she's smiling and I'm just like what
this doesn't make sense. For another 5 minutes
mm-hmm.
You can act for 5 more minutes, come on.
I'm telling you, Jazz, like what do you think, right? Like, okay, obviously there's some editing, right? But like you're leaving and like this guy, you're heartbroken, apparently you're crying your eyes out, this guy won't propose to you, you end your relationship. And then you leave with a smile. Right?
All I know is at this point, everyone's crazy. The producers are crazy. The bachelorettes are crazy. The guys are crazy. Anything can happen.
Mayim, what do you think about her smile at the end?
I'm just going to go with my same opinion. I think it's just emotionally unstable. How did you go from one emotion of like you like bawling your eyes out to like, okay, bye. I'm bye now. Like,
bye.
No, this is this is what I was saying. Like, they're all like, you know, in the beginning it's gonna be fine, but then throughout the whole season they're gonna break them down, and one day they're gonna snap. What happened? I think she snapped.
Ah, poor little white girl.
Called it.
I feel bad.
Yeah, but I feel bad, but I'm still gonna say I called it because that's my whole goal here is to say.
Okay. All right, so Jazz, let's move on. Remember when I said more racial stuff was happening? So we remember this guy, Eric. We like Eric. We do like Eric. He was the guy whose dad passed away, super sad. It was really, really sad to see.
Not the dog guy, right?
Not the dog guy, no. But, you know, he was Rachel's only guy left. Everyone else left. Rachel was left just one guy. She had one guy, Eric, which is fine because we all think, what?
You just said Rachel. Yep.
You're right. You're right. Thanks for the correction. Gabby has one guy left because everyone else basically left last episode. And he is, you know, in some controversy. So, Jazz, what racist thing do you think he might have done?
Oh, boy.
No, but okay, let me give you a hint. This act of racial aggression has nothing to do with Gabby. It was before he was even on the show. For perspective. Whoa.
What?
Yeah.
He was racist before the show.
I'm not saying he's racist until I tell you what actually happened. But so, let's just say...
Does he like fetishize certain girls?
Nope. He did a racist thing. He did a racist thing.
Just tell me at this point, man. Like, there's too many options in my head right now.
All right. Homie pulled a Justin Theroux.
What?
Yeah, he did blackface. in his high school yearbook. He dressed up as Jimi Hendrix in his high school yearbook doing blackface.
How old is this guy?
Well, he's like 20-something now. It's high school year.
Then he had to have been like in the past 10 years. There's no way.
Yeah, 10 years
with that. Like, no.
10 years is probably about right.
But no, that's straight up racism. That's straight up racist.
Oh, it's 100% racist. I'm not saying it isn't. The act is 100% racist. Whether it makes him a racist, that's stuff for
no intent. At this point, it's 2022, right? Let's say he is 29 at the latest, right?
Yeah.
Let's say he's not 30. Let's say he's 29, right? 10 years ago was 2012.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
That's when a lot of these blackface controversies were happening. Like when they were finally being made public. Like there's no way he wouldn't have known this is something he shouldn't do.
It's definitely something he shouldn't do. Dude, but like, yo, I'm not going to lie. Like I knew this one girl in freaking college. She was about to do blackface for Halloween. And I like literally stopped her. I was like, what in the world? And she's like this nice, sweet girl. But oh my God, like she was not very bright. And I probably saved
her. You went to college with her?
Okay. But we were hanging out during Halloween. And you know, this girl wanted to, I forgot what she wanted to do. She wanted to dress up as something, but she was going to blackface it. And I was like, girl, you cannot do that. I don't care what happens. I am not walking with you, going anywhere with you if you're doing that. And I probably saved her life. Like, I probably saved her career.
You probably did, actually.
Probably saved her career.
Yeah.
Which, my question, if this is printed in a school yearbook, okay?
Yes.
How did the school let this go by? And I did research on it. So he's from New Jersey.
Oh, what? no, not my peoples.
So
you should know better.
You know, I will talk shit about New Jersey all the time, but now I am upset because, one, New Jersey is incredibly diverse. There's no way that would have slid by.
There's no way a high school in New Jersey would let that go. There's no way. Like, come on.
So then I did more research on the demo, because I was really into this. The demographics of that area, it's like basically all white. So I don't know where in New Jersey it was, but
that's true. There are a lot of white areas in New Jersey, but like if you go to college, you're obviously going to run into some people. Like, well, technically it was high school, I guess, but still, I don't know, man.
It ain't Edison.
Yeah. Oh man, come on, bro. You can't be doing that. It's definitely racist. I really do mean
Edison's the most diverse, one of the most diverse places in the country.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
There's just no way like that would have ever happened in like a high school in the Edison area or Middlesex County. There's just no way.
No. But yeah, man, Eric came out. Controversy, definitely racist. No ifs, ands, and buts about it. He did apologize. He posted a black square and apologized. Like, well, I don't know.
What?
I don't know about that, bro. I don't know about that.
What's he trying to do? Performative art? Like,
I don't know.
And how are these producers not like background checking these guys?
Yeah,
I don't think they care.
It's probably better for them. It's probably more controversy.
Yeah, make more people watch.
There's no such thing as bad publicity, right?
Yeah. I mean, the season with the little racist girl got like mad views, I think. I don't know.
She did.
So we'll see. All right. So that was Eric's controversy, but sadly, that is just one of his controversies.
What? Okay, lay it on me. Let's go.
Controversy number two.
How many controversies are the total? Just out of curiosity.
Just two.
Okay.
For now.
For now.
So, okay. So this just in, like, this is like brand new. We just got this, right? Happened like 3 hours ago. I'm going to read it out. Where is it? Okay. So Eric's ex-girlfriend speaks out on their committed relationship before the show and his communication with her. This is what she says. I'm going to read this out. Let's say, all right. He was making jokes and telling me he got some news and he wanted to talk to me about that. I called him immediately. He told me that he got a call and was offered to be a contestant on The Bachelorette. And I was shook. He would even consider this kind of gig while we were dating. So he was dating a girl while he got this call. He insisted that it was all acting and it would be as if he was just going out of town for a few weeks. He wanted a fresh start and a new career path because he was unhappy with his. I knew this wasn't a reality show that I could handle just waiting on the other side. So I made it clear that was something I would not be okay with. And he said he needed to think about what to do because it could open a lot of doors for him.
Whoa.
There's more. I texted him after letting him know because that if this was his decision that he was making, best of luck. But I stand by my decision to not stay. I've attached the following screenshots, conversations of what we had following his call. I mourned our relationship. I cried a ton. I began to process that there was something better out there for me. Texts were still being exchanged between us about how sad we were to lose each other. But we knew we needed to move on.
Good for her.
She put him on blast.
Good for her.
This just in, bro. This just in.
Yeah, I'm here for this. How could you, if you were like in a happy relationship, I cannot think of any reason how you can justify just going on The Bachelor or Bachelorette like that. Like, no girl would be comfortable with saying, hey, go cheat on me with 20 other, or like with two other girls in this case, right? No girl would ever be okay with that. Like, this guy just fucked up on multiple levels, and now he's lonely and sad. Like, bro.
Yo. Have you ever seen the movie Undercover Brother?
No.
So, Undercover Brother, I think, like, there was a white girl who tries to seduce, like, Eddie Griffin, who's the main character. But she ends up, like, you know, liking him. And there's this, like, line that's really funny. And she goes, falling in love wasn't part of the plan. Like, she was supposed to honeypot him. And, like, I feel this guy was, like, falling in love was not part of the plan.
He fell in love.
Idiot. Oh, man. This guy made it to the end and only had a girlfriend before he left. Like, bro.
And Gabby looked okay. Her poker face was just as bad as Rachel's poker face because she was smiling the whole entire time. She was just like, you could totally tell she was engaged, and you could totally tell that Rachel was, you know, very, very sad.
But do we know that Gabby knows this? Because this just came out today and they already filmed whatever they had to film.
We don't know.
Whoa.
She's filming Dancing with the Stars right now, so guess we'll find out on there.
Oh, yeah.
She's filming Dancing with the Stars. Reese's thing can't dance anymore.
Oh, my God. This is wild. This is wild.
Yeah, wait. So could Gabby do her own research about the guys or no? Like, or is there just no way for that to happen?
No. Whatchamacallit, they don't know anything about the guys when the show airs. They don't know anything about the guys when the show is filming. The only thing they could do is wait for the Reddit post to come out and try to keep in touch with that, I guess. I don't know.
So and you get their phone numbers right at the end.
Yeah, you get phone numbers.
You get phone numbers at the end, but do they have access to the phones the whole time or no?
Nope. They're in a bubble. No access to your phone for the whole 3 months you're there.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, okay. I can see how that's problematic now.
Yeah. In fact, that's a tactic they use to make them fall in love with the lead because you don't have a phone, you have no distractions, and all they do is make you sit around and talk about how much you love this person until you start to believe it.
Wow.
Yeah.
They outlaw them?
Yeah.
that's all I'm getting. Like, they're straight up Pavloving all these contestants into liking one person.
Oh, man. All right. So that's the Eric controversy.
So fucked up.
But here's more Eric news. So Eric is the only guy left, right? He tells Gabby, can't we just date? He also does not want to propose.
Oh, no.
And Gabby literally gets up and leaves, starts crying.
Oh, no.
And her part ends there. That's all we know about Gabby. So her part just ended.
So, I feel so bad for her. Because, man, if I was in that situation, I would be so annoyed.
So homeboy is racist, allegedly. I don't know. What, allegedly? No. I don't know. I just don't want to get in trouble.
In post-2010, you're racist.
Listen, I just don't want my podcast taken off the air, man. I'm trying to word this carefully. I have my personal views, but let's just say.
Okay, fine. You know what? Yes, allegedly. Fine. We'll be politically correct here.
What he did was racist. Yes. Whether he is a racist, I don't know if I'm comfortable saying this on the podcast. So let's just leave it at that. Second, he was in a relationship right before he left, broke up just to be on the show and saying he was going to be acting the whole time. And three, now it makes sense why he's telling her when he's the only one left that he wants to date. Because when he was not the only one left, he was very okay with an engagement. But now that he knows that there's no other guy and it's just him, he wants to date. The clues are coming together, right? The clues are coming together.
These aren't even clues. This is just bad. Like, oh my God. These poor girls.
Yeah, man.
How are you let down by literally so many men back to back? Like,
oh. I feel like these girls got nuzzer. They should have said Aethel Kirsey before coming on the show.
Yes.
Right? They got the evil eye, man. They got the evil eye. Like, this would never happen to Pakistani girls. They would have Aethel Kirsey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
No, I feel like she just got led on at that point. But I feel like they're just going to make it through.
Yeah.
I don't know about now, but in the show, before this news came out, I was like, they're just going to be happy.
Yeah. Yeah. I think she would be okay settling for a non-engagement. I guess like she probably just like whatever, or they kind of made some kind of compromise. But that's not the case anymore. We'll see what happens on After the Final Rose.
When's the next episode?
Next Tuesday.
Is this the final episode?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I hate the way they labeled it. This was the finale. Part one. If it's the finale part one, then it's not the finale. God damn it.
Right. Yeah. And could there be a finale part three?
I hope not.
Oh,
I don't know.
That would be so. I want this season to end. It is.
Yes.
Been a long time.
Miserable. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's finish this off with Rachel. So Rachel still has Tino. He's probably the only guy left. Even he is a baby back bitch. and Tino's dad has been on freaking Facebook talking mad shit about the show. So I don't think they end up together either. It's like weird.
So there's insider stuff going on TikTok. Do you guys want to know, or do you guys want to like say?
Yeah, that? Yeah.
Yes.
Give us the judge.
Give us the tea.
All righty. So this, we don't know how true this is, but there might be a Ross and Rachel, we were on a break, that's going to happen on After the Final Rose. And that's why she looks so sad. Meaning that something happened after, you know, they got engaged, whatever. They were on a break. He probably was, you know, talking to some other girls while she was like, we were just on a break. And that's why she looks so miserable.
Oh, interesting. Because from what I've seen on the show, it looks like he also does not want to get engaged. And he also tries to just have a relationship with her with no actual engagement. And part of me feels like Rachel wants that ring more than she wants a guy.
Yeah.
Okay, so Jazz, I don't know if you know this, but you know what happened with the ring, right, on the show?
No.
So basically, if you get engaged, you get a ring. The ring is $100,000, right? Pretty expensive ring. You get to keep that ring if you stay in the relationship for 10 years. If you break up, I'm sorry, not 10 years. How many years is it? Like 2 years, maybe?
Two.
Sorry. So you get to keep that ring if you stay together for 2 years. And if you end up breaking up, you can sell that ring and split it if you like.
What if you break up before the 2 years? Do you have to give the ring back?
You give the ring back and you cannot sell it, and you get nothing. Like that Willy Wonka meme, you get nothing, sir. It's all there, black and white. You stole the fizzy drinks.
Okay, so they had to set a fake relationship for 2 years to get 50,000 each?
No, it's 1,000, so 50 grand each. Yeah. 100,000.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Each of them get 50 grand. And so they just fake relationship for 2 years, 50 grand?
Yep.
Yeah, that's not worth it.
Not worth it, right? Not worth
it. That's 25,000 a year. Like, that doesn't even cover rent.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Thanks for doing
that. Most of them are influencers, so, you know, maybe they need the money.
Yeah, true.
I mean, they are influencer, but they always also seem like privileged white people. So, like, do they need the money?
Yeah, no. True. Right. If they don't need the money, then no. I see why they wouldn't take the ring.
All right. Well, listen, because we had to do so much investigating this episode, we were like little Inspector Gadget over here.
Is that how you did that? Nice.
That's how I did it, right?
I was wondering when it's going to tie back. It ties back at the very end.
You like that, right? It's nice.
I did. That was the highlight of this episode. And of course, Maheen being awesome. Like, you know, it was great. But this show sucks so much.
It drains
me every time I come on here to talk about it.
Oh, man. But, Jazz, don't worry, man, because Bachelor in Paradise is much better.
So much better. Yeah, yeah. And that's more fun.
It's a lot more fun. There's a lot more characters.
Give me like the bullshit drama. Like, oh, this guy went into this cabana with this girl. Scandalous. Like, give me that kind of crap. I'll take that any day over, you know, the systemic breakdown of these two girls' emotional well-being over the past 2 months. Like, I'm done with the season.
Yeah, yeah. No, fair, man. Fair statement. I don't know. We'll see. But Maya, do you have anything else that we didn't cover? What else do we got? Anything else before we go?
So I observed this. I was prepared for today. So Rachel's, besides her face being like completely like, I don't want to be here. Like, she was just miserable. When she was talking to Zach about like getting their closure and they were like done talking and they were like hugging it out, whatever. And then he went to put his hand on her knee and she like shooed it away. Ooh. And she was like, you could just see how frustrated she was. So I am really looking forward. I hope Jesse Palmer's, you know, this is the biggest drama finale of the whole Bachelor. I really hope it lives up to the hype because, you know,
I've been invested in this. I know. Me and Jazz put like, what, like 14 episodes into this?
Didn't they hype up some life-changing thing for people and it was like some bullshit cruise?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
I have no hope for the ending then.
They're known to cry wolf for sure, for sure.
But if there is a cheating scandal that is going on for next episode, that's going to be wild.
Yo. Is that why they split it up, maybe? Is that the cheating scandal happened after the show, so they went back and tried to, like, fix it?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Oh, maybe there is a good scandal. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm invested again.
All right, let's see, man. We'll see. Anything else?
Who we think the next Bachelor is going
to
be.
Oh, yes, who we think I feel like they have to do two guys again because everyone's really mad that they pitted two girls against each other and they got to pit two guys against each other now because it's got to be fair.
Otherwise, there's no justice in the world.
And rumor is that it's going to be Greg Grippo and Andrew.
Who's Andrew?
He was the black guy on Katie's season, I believe.
I don't remember him either.
Who's Greg Grippo?
So, Jeff, did we cover Katie's season? I don't know if we did.
A bachelor either named Colton or Clayton.
Yeah, we did Clayton. So we never covered Katie's season. So Katie's season, there was a guy named Greg Grippo, and she and him had a really, really bad breakup. And he may be the next Bachelor with Andrew, and they might do a double because they are bros and they are BFFs.
They better do a double. And I hope they tear each other apart.
I would love to see, like, two, like, opposites of each other, like how they did with this season. Like, if they would get Michael A, who is on Katie's season, and he's like a single dad, and I think that would be really cute. And his story is, you know, wholesome. His wife passed away from cancer. He's a widower, and widower. And he has a son, and I think that would be really cute. And then I don't know who would be good pair. I think he would just have a great solo season. Have a happy story.
Then you add, like, the total F-boy. Like, just the complete opposite of him, right?
Oh, that'd be so
unwholesome shit ever.
It'll be the good guy versus the F-boy. That'd be...
Exactly. I would love to see that season. That would be cool.
The nice guy versus the F-boy, and they'd be like, two nice guys finish last. That would be their...
And then all the girls just like, oh, I want to get married and settle down, be happy, picks the F-boy. And all the girls are like, I'm just here for clout. Falls in love with the father and gets married.
Falling in love wasn't part of the plan.
Exactly. Give me that season. I would love to see that.
All right.
So wait. How many of the Bachelor couples have ended up together?
People ask this all the time and I always forget.
There's just Catherine and Sean, I think.
No.
How many seasons have there been?
No, JoJo got married, right? Didn't JoJo and Aaron get married?
JoJo and Jordan.
Yeah.
Jade and Tanner from Bachelor in Paradise.
Bachelor in Paradise actually have a few. Bachelor in Paradise, quite a few people actually get engaged and married on Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah. Oh, they're 24, apparently.
Mm. I mean, I think that includes Bachelor in Paradise because I think Bachelor in Paradise bumps up the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, speaking of bumping up the numbers, guys, don't forget to like, share, comment, and subscribe to our show.
Very nice. Please share. Sharing is great. We love you. Sharing is caring.
And then come on the YouTube and share your thoughts with us. And until next time, we can't wait to have you back. And Mahim, do you want people to find you? Do you want to be on social media? What are you? Like, are you on TikTok, Instagram? You want people to find you or no, you're good?
I mean, I'm not really active on Instagram that much. I just like look at people's stories and
So you doom scroll like us. Got it.
So leave Mahin alone. Don't bother her. Don't follow her.
Let her. It's always funny when we have guests like that because like they don't promote anything. We're just like, what do we do for the next 5 minutes?
Let her live her best mom life. Just send her duas. So send her duas and good vibes.
Yeah, everybody
send
her duas and good vibes.
Yes. That's right. That's what we should do, Jazz. For all the people on our show that do not want to be followed and do not want any kind of clout, we send them duas, which are like good vibes.
Yes.
All right.
I love it.
All right. Well, Mahin, thank you so much for coming on the show. We really appreciate you. You are pretty knowledgeable, so we will definitely have you back.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're welcome on the show anytime.
Thank you. This was so much fun. This was like my little mommy break. I loved it.
Yeah.
That could help.
And if there are any other mommies out there that want to break and want to talk about The Bachelor, join us because we don't know what the hell we're doing sometimes. I feel like...
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Fun fact, for all of you listening, we wing this show mostly. We do not have it scripted or anything.
No.
We just go at it.
None of our shows are actually scripted. I have notes for my, like, maybe, like, the House of the Dragon. That's the only one where I, like, at least, like, because there's so much happening. But, like, Bachelor, just wing it.
That's great.
I feel like that's what they do on the show. They just wing it.
Right?
Yeah.
There's no production value here.
No. But thank you so much for joining us. And, you know, until next time, guys, salam, nerds.
Peace.